Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3436. Well, Star Wars Insider Magazine issue 223 managed to get into subscriber mailboxes by the end of November, and that means that we have a High Republic short story to talk about, and they are doing something very different with the Phase 3 short stories than they did with Phase 1 and Phase 2. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So the short stories that are taking place in Star Wars Insider Magazine for the High Republic Phase 3 are being set up differently from the way that they set them up in Phase 1 and Phase 2. The most recent one has come out. It is called Friend or Foe, and it is in issue 223 of Star Wars Insider. It's already hitting subscriber mailboxes. It'll be on newsstands in a short week or two. So for Phase 1, Star Wars Insider published 5 short stories, and each of them were two-parters, so it went across 10 issues. And those short stories took place basically leading up to the events of the Fallen Star, but they did not get into Fallen Star territory. And each of the stories was self-contained. So one by Charles Soule, and then 2 each by Kevin Scott and Justina Ireland. They were successive, but they were self-contained. So yes, maybe events of one of those stories might have affected events in future stories, but it wasn't serialized per se. Then for Phase 2, we had the Tales of Enlightenment by George Mann, and those stories, I think there were across 7 issues overall, if I remember right. Some of them were two-parters, and some of them were single-issue stories, and there wasn't exactly a serialization to them, but the difference between Phase 1 and Phase 2 is that the Battle of Jeddah came out, and at the time, some of the stories in Star Wars Insider were still taking place before the events of the Battle of Jeddah. So you knew that a couple of things had happened in the battle and that a couple of characters had died in the battle, but they were still being talked about in the Star Wars Insider stories. And so that added a little bit of, oh my gosh, these characters don't know what's coming kind of feel to them when you're reading those short stories. Now, in the Tales from the Occlusion Zone, which is the series of short stories from Phase 3 of the High Republic that's being published in Star Wars Insider Magazine, we're getting a fully serialized story, and all of them have different titles. So No Big Deal was the title of the first one that came out in the previous issue of Insider. That was issue 222. Now we have Friend or Foe, question mark, in issue 223, which is a direct continuation of the story and picks up on the cliffhanger that happened in issue 222. And now we're going to get into spoiler territory as we discuss Friend or Foe. This is also Lydia Kang is writing these ones, just so you know. So Joss and Pika Adrin, as we left them, had been asked to investigate a apparently derelict Nile ship near the edge of the storm wall that is blocking regular space from the occlusion zone where the Nile have control of that particular area of the galaxy, when their own ship, their own long beam, suddenly just goes dead with no explanation whatsoever. And in this continuation, we still don't really have an explanation. They are able to get emergency power back just in time to fight off a wave of scav droids that show up. But in the midst of this, they discover or realize or come to the conclusion that somehow their long beam has actually passed into the occlusion zone, which is very strange and unexplained because you're supposed to have hyperspace paths to be able to go in and out of this thing. But apparently, maybe, it's not explained, but my guess is that the zone is just quietly expanding and ultimately engulfed them. I suppose this should be the point at which I say I have not finished The Eye of Darkness, the first adult novel kicking off Phase 3 of the High Republic, so if there's information about that in there that I'm not yet aware of, well then, that's informing my ignorance, so to speak. But once Joss and Pika fight off this scav droid threat, the story jumps ahead 1 month later. So they have been stuck inside the occlusion zone now for a month, and they've managed to avoid detection for the most part, but another cloud of scav droids shows up. They fly into an asteroid field where they think they're able to avoid detection, but they come across another downed ship, an apparently abandoned ship. They go to investigate. There's rotting food and all sorts of stuff torn up. There are dead bodies, and they get to the command deck where they think they're going to try to salvage something, maybe even codes that will allow them to hyperspace out of the occlusion zone. And it turns out that there are two Nile characters hanging out on that ship, and a random protocol droid as well. And the story ends with them in a standoff, blasters out facing each other. That's what we get with the "to be continued." And I guess I should say that they had previously checked hyperspace options, but they are always filled with Nile ships and scav droids, and so there's just no way for them to get out unless they are somehow able to, I guess, Nile codes, like maybe forge a Nile code and be able to get out of there before anybody figures out that they're actually the good guys. Overall, it's a very suspenseful installment in this story. Spine-tingling. In fact, Lydia Kang really does a great job turning the screws on this one. And I had forgotten the fact that Pika Adrin is pregnant. And once that gets mentioned, somehow the tension actually turns up as a result. Or maybe not somehow, right? Yeah, of course, knowing that she's fighting not just for herself, but for her and Joss's baby as well. Yeah, that's a big deal. So, great installment, and I'm very excited to see how they've decided to roll out this series of stories for Phase 3 of the High Republic. So, Friend or Foe, it's in Insider Magazine, issue 223. Hitting subscriber mailboxes now on newsstands in about a week or two, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.